Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
And God's people said, amen. High five someone, and then you may be seated. I'm going to give you the introduction to the second part of the message this morning, because we want to have communion. Don't you sense the presence of the Lord in this place? Isn't it nice to know how rich God is toward us? His riches will overtake you. We're looking at the requirements from heaven. Again, let me clarify something. This is not the steps to salvation, all right? Certainly, we do need to humble ourselves when we recognize His Lordship. Certainly, we do need to come to a place of prayer. But this is for God's people who sometimes are blessed beyond measure, and we forget where we started from. So if you have your Bibles and you'd like to go along with me this morning, I'm just going to start part two this morning. I want to leave time for communion, and I want to leave time for anyone that needs to be anointed and prayed for this morning. And I just want to release miracles over this house this morning. I want to release miracles over this house this morning. The miraculous power and intervention of God. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. How many know that humble people pray? How many know that proud people don't? Well, when it's time to, they will. But you know what Jesus called that. But when they're all alone and just that person and God, there's not much communication going on. Billy Graham put it this way, prayer is a two-way conversation between you and God. It's not a religious moment. It's not a religious event. It's conversation between you and God. Another one has said this, we have to pray with our eyes on God, not on our difficulties. Oswald Chambers. Let me read that one again. We have to pray with our eyes on God, not on our difficulties. How many know that the prophetic word of the Lord is right there, right now? A lot of times what we do is we pray to God about our difficulties when we ought to open up our eyes and we ought to know who He is and begin addressing His greatness and His glory. It will shrink your difficulties. Too many focus on their difficulties and not on the provider and the provisions that He will make to bring you through. One theologian has said it this way, God speaks to us through His written word, the Bible. Christians speak to God through prayer. Prayer is an important part of the Christian's life. We pray in words and sometimes we pray in song. I want to encourage you that when you're alone, just between you and the Father, open up your heart and you'll be amazed at the melody that you'll begin to sing from the inside out because of the deep relationship that you have with the Father. Matthew Henry said, you may as soon find a living man that does not breathe as a living Christian that does not pray. Amen. Amen. John Bunyan put it this way, prayer will make a man cease from sin, or sin will entice a man of prayer to cease from praying. Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's an all-out attack towards those who really go, you know what, I'm a student of prayer. I know who the teacher is, and I'm always going to be under his influence, and I want to know how to pray. So the only question that we're going to entertain this morning is the first one. How often should we pray? Well, Corrie Ten Boom said, as we set our attention on God's word, Corrie Ten Boom put it this way, don't pray when you feel like it. Have an appointment with the Lord and keep it. a man or a woman is powerful on their knees. I kind of made a little bit of adjustment so that everyone would understand it's not just for men that we should be on our knees praying, but it's for all of us that we would be willing to be on our knees, and we're not praying because we feel like it. We're doing it because of the urgency, because of the hour, or because of the desire of the Father's heart to be recognized in the situation. How often should we pray? Let's see what God's word has to say. We're going to travel quickly because we're going to move towards communion. Oh, by the way, Jesus prayed a lot before the Last Supper. Maybe similar to what we've done this morning. Ephesians 6:18, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance. I'm going to pause right there. People who pray in their mind break down. I'm in God's word, church. People who pray with their intellect break down. The situation causes them to break down because the answer doesn't come when they want it to. That also causes them to break down. This is not an offering to pray with your understanding. This is an offering to pray in the Spirit. Glory. Glory. Let me read the verse again. Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for my friends. No. For all saints. Think about the panoramic view that God did here just a few moments ago. He had us pray for ourselves, for those right next to us, and then we shifted and turned and we began to pray for each other. But listen, God wants to, listen, transition some of you, maybe all of us, to where we begin to pray in the Spirit. That develops perseverance. Woo. And that's the first point. Always pray with perseverance. How many know that words will eventually stop? Like you pray over something and you pray over it, and it's like, I don't know what else to say. But when you pray in the Spirit, it's nonstop because the Holy Spirit prays through you. I was reading a devotional this past week, and in it were these words that the Spirit of God makes intercession for us. And you know that Jesus is our high priest and he ever lives, listen to scripture, he ever lives to make intercession for us. So if Christ lives in me, I should be doing what he's doing. Let's get one more. Oh, Father, I thank you. Oh, Father, I thank you. Oh, Father, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about this morning. When 9/11 took place, our nation was praying. But now that it's passed, we've relaxed. But he hasn't. Both the high priest hasn't relaxed. He's still making intercession. But I want you to know the adversary of our souls is on the attack. And the only way to counter the attack is through prayer. And it's not always with my understanding. There's many times when I pray and it's in my spirit. But a lot of people don't want to go there because you can't control that. And they don't want to go there because then they can't figure out, well, what did I pray? Well, why is it your business? Woo, good preaching, pastor. Woo, why is it your business? If the Holy Ghost dwells inside of me and he invites me to open up my mouth and begin praying in the Spirit, I ought to obey him. I just need to obey the Holy Ghost and begin praying in the Spirit. I don't have to know what it's all about. Most of the time I don't. But it doesn't stop me from praying. Oh, church. And I know some of you have been around some kind of wild things. I'm not a part of that wild thing. I'm talking about where you are legit and you're on your way to work and you've got your praise music going on and in your spirit you feel a rumble. Let's get ready to rumble. And you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost all the way to work. And you don't have any interpretation. And you don't even know exactly what it was all about. But you feel better. And it seems to me that things are beginning to line up because you know how to obey God in the Spirit. Woo! So let me ask you a question. Are you obeying God in the Spirit? Listen real close. I don't want you to miss this. If you're not obedient to God in the Spirit, don't even think about what it's looked like out here. I'm almost finished, church, for this morning. Oh, Holy Spirit. If I disobey God in the unseen realm, don't expect God in the seen realm. It'll be your God, not the God of the Bible. Oh, Holy Spirit. Whew. Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit of God. Move upon this region. And forgive us in the church. Forgive us as pastors for holding your people back from knowing how to pray in the Spirit and allowing them the freedom and the access to travel the holy highway. That's in the book of Isaiah. It's all the way through the New Testament. And this past week, the Lord has brought back an old song. It's called "The Highway of the Holy Highway." And I've been listening to it every day. And it's like, God, really, how much more? And he's been teaching me to get off of man's highway and start walking in the holiness of God. That's a message for the church. But see, if you're not a person of prayer, holiness isn't on your mind. Let me say it to myself. If I'm not a man of prayer, holiness is not something that I pursue. But when you walk into the streets and you go before the throne, you begin to recognize our God is a holy God and he expects holiness in our lives, because when Jesus was here, he walked in holiness, and that should be a part of the attributes of my life. Holiness. How holy is God? He is so holy, church, that when John saw him, the Revelator, John saw him on the island of Patmos, he fell before him as a dead man. That's the holiness of God. But see, what we try to do is clone it and script it so people can go, oh, that's what it looks like when your hair looks like this and you don't have this and you dress like that. That's not holiness. Holiness is of the heart. Holiness is of motivation. Holiness is of your agendas. Holiness is obedience to the voice of the Most High God. That's holiness. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord. How important is holiness to the Father? It's so holy in his holiness that he would only accept the body and the blood of his own Son. So when we walk up here, I understand it's just a little wafer and it's just grape juice, but today's daily bread was all about a call to remembrance that on a hill far away hung the Son of God, his body just terrorized and tortured, and blood that flowed from his brow, from his side, from his wounds. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. It isn't how many scriptures I know. It isn't how well I preach. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that will break demonic power. I wonder in this house this morning, how many individuals are struggling with demonic attacks? I want you to release through your mouth the power of the cross, the power of his blood. That blood will stop the demon attacks in your family. Give God praise. Woo. Woo. No, that wafer won't change to the body of Christ. But when you pick up that wafer in just a moment, you can actually say, by his stripes, that would be the cup, I am healed, and by his body, my body is being made whole. I walk in divine health. I walk in divine health. I walk in divine health. You've got to declare that over your life. In closing this morning, Father, we love you. Let's see how many verses we covered. It was a bunch. Our opening verse, and then Ephesians 6:18. Let me read it one more time. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert. It is from Thank you, Holy Spirit. It is from the Holy Spirit that you are kept alert. And he can be able to just go, and you'll know his touch upon your life. Just like the great song that was written by Bill Gaither, "He Touched Me." When you walk in the Spirit and you pray in the Spirit, that alert system is incredible. Woo! Woo! I love God's alert system. I love how God alerts me from day to day. And out of that alert system, then he strengthens the bank of the kingdom in you to where you're a person who's constantly persevering, not bringing attention to yourself, but you're just persevering. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Shall we pray? Whew. Oh God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, we call you Father. Father, there's some individuals in here that have been struggling about pressing on. I pray in Jesus' name that you will open up the canvas of their spirit and pour that river of life into them so that they will begin to express unto you, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." And they begin praying not only with their knowledge and understanding, but they pray in the spirit on all occasions for all situations. Father, I thank you right now that perseverance is being stabilized in the hearts of believers in this house, and I call that done in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I also want to speak to those who've been struggling with their alert system. We have alarm systems in our homes. We have alarm systems in businesses. We have alarm systems in our schools. But Father, sometimes we forget you've put an alarm system inside of us. May we receive the alert of the Holy Ghost. May someone wrap themselves around that truth, and may they begin to be absorbed by the alertness of the Holy Ghost to where you can alert them of situations and events and environments that they may not want to walk into. Improve our alert system in Jesus' name. Precious Lamb of God, as we now come to have communion with you through the power of the Holy Spirit, if there's anyone struggling with forgiveness or unforgiveness, cover them again with the blood. Whew, because the blood has not lost its power. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the precious blood of the Lamb. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you. We're white as snow. We are made clean on the inside because of the blood of the Lamb. And Father, as individuals come, and those that may be sick or they have infirmities, they have issues going on in their bodies, Lord, as they partake of that little wafer, may they know that they are a member of the family of God and can declare, "By his stripes, I am healed. I am healed." Thank you that you are healing bodies in this place today. I thank you for the prophetic utterance of the Holy Ghost. And then finally, Lord, would you seal to the hearts of individuals who were given specific words, words of knowledge, a prophetic word that was spoken over lives this day. May you seal that in their hearts, and may they not forget it. And may they not treat it lightly. In Jesus' name, we honor you. We bless you. We praise you. And I want you to receive all the glory for the time in the house today. Strengthen marriages. Those that have followed you in water baptism, may they not stop. May they keep walking with you. Those that are in covenant with this house, may they enjoy all of the benefits of the kingdom, and may they sow more than what they've received, because it is more blessed to give. May we give ourselves away. Thank you for your word spoken over our hearts today. I receive the word of the Lord, and I am open to become a better vessel of prayer. Use me, O God. Use me, O God. Show me how to pray. Teach me how to pray. Teach us, I pray. And may our children grow up to change their generation through the power of prayer. These things we ask for your namesake. God's people said.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue His purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.